So for this festival, I had the privilege of doing a collaboration with a woman who is in Poland. And I wrote a poem based on one of her projects, and she did a project based on one of my poems, and we did the whole thing through email. So it was exciting and fun. So I'll read our bios. I'm Elizabeth Harper, and I like to read poetry in bars, mainly that's what I do. I read regularly at the now defunct Lisa Heminger's Yammer at Joy Blue and Shag's Little Thing at Phyllis's Musical Inn. More recently, I've read at LIFT, the Poetry Center's reading series at The Spot, also the Polyrhythmic Art Collective's Safe Smiles open mic at Trace on Tuesday night. And I was the feature at the New Mercury Cafe open mic event hosted by Vito Carly a week ago Monday. So I've written two books of poetry, Love Songs from Psychopaths and Fairy Tales Gone Awry, and both books were designed by the artist Scott Marshall, who currently lives in New York. So he's been my friend for 19 years, and we've done all sorts of collaborations with music and painting and performance art, and he designed my book. And this is my book. And so he did a funny cover, which is kind of a modified version of a children's illustration. So there's this girl with a big knife and a head on a platter. So, Laura Yvonne Steinman, community artist, has worked with people of all ages, facilitating art making in schools, community centers, neighborhood backyards, in religious institutions, senior centers, orphanages, and hospitals in the U.S. and abroad. She believes that lives are nurtured and transformed by creating art together. Laura received her BFA in sculpture from Rhode Island School of Design and her Master of Art in Art Education with a concentration in community arts from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. She has been living in Warsaw, Poland since fall 2002, offering art shops to people of all ages, making books, paintings, murals, collaging with paper and chalking. She teaches art at the British School in Warsaw, Poland. So this is a project that she did with her second year students, so 6 and 7 year olds. They went to a local cafe that let them paint hearts in the window. And the idea was that they would put what they loved inside the hearts. And so I thought this was a great project. So in response to it, I wrote a poem. It's kind of like a beatnik chant. Painting hearts on glass. The children came to paint their hearts on glass, to hang their hearts in the window for the world to see. What they love, what they hold inside, the heartbeats of their imaginations, pulsing, throbbing, pumping, thumping, painting swirls of color, big hearts, little hearts, hearts, within hearts, like nesting dolls, one inside of another, till you get to the tiniest one. A mother heart holding all her children inside, I'll hold you in my heart, carry you in my heart, protect you in my heart. Blue hearts, green hearts, hearts with faces, hearts with flowers, a heart with the world inside it, a heart with the sun in it, yellow heart exploding, sprouting flowers, hearts that reflect the world, the cars, the trees outside the cafe, hearts with people and animals, a heart with a blue dress inside it, like Wanda Petronsky's in The Hundred Dresses. When she told the girls at school about the dresses, they didn't believe her until she left town and they saw all 100 drawn in colored pencils, covering the walls of the classroom. Thank you. And then she does mandalas, which I didn't know much about what that was, but this is what she did in response to one of my poems, and apparently a mandala is something that is used commonly in Dharmic religions like Buddhism, and it's a way for people to meditate. Sometimes it's represents a microcosm of the world, or it's a way to represent the self, but she has broadened the concept and used it for her own purpose. So the poem she made this in response to is called Beautiful Dreamer, and of course the title Beautiful Dreamer is a reference to the song by Stephen Foster, who's a Civil War era songwriter. So in addition to being a collaboration between the two of us, it's also kind of a collaboration with someone from the past. So this is my poem. Beautiful Dreamer. Beautiful anarchist, beautiful dreamer, sending messages, writing manifestos, believing in free love even though it fell out of fashion long ago. Passion and freedom, hope and illusion, truth and the way you want the world to be. Forget your losses, the battles not won, the plans unrealized, the chores left undone. Consider yourself lucky to be still standing, though the reasons for standing are long gone. Witness the unfathomable, though others look away or don't know what they're seeing anyway. Meandering meanings are changing and fading away into the nostalgic myth of yesterday. But you're still here, drinking light beer, so what are you complaining about? Personas shuffling and shifting like used paperback novels in the wind, the ambiguity queen traipses across the calligraphied universe. So you can come up and look at these later, but what's cool about her mandala is it starts in the center, and then there's this things radiating out towards the outside, and there's hearts, and then there's little envelopes going out all to the outer edges of the circle. And then inside here it says, love is something if you give it away. So that was our project. Now I'm going to read something very different, some poems from my book, Fairy Tales Gone Awry. The banal violence of politeness. As I bite my tongue to avoid seeming too castrating, a ball buster, a bad attitude with teeth, I am accused of lacking confidence, having low self-esteem. Oh, the condescension as they encourage me to voice my views so they can coldly dismiss my preoccupations as confusions. Don't they know I'm only trying to protect them from my viciousness, my brutality? Why, certainly I would tear them to little bits, mounds of raw and bleeding flesh, but no, they cannot even imagine such a thing. So they prod and plod on in their boring conversations, pissing competitions of squirrels. Meanwhile, the daggers of my imagination carve my hatred into their complacent flesh, pain distorting their smug faces. I hear the crack of the bullwhip, their flesh marked over and over, their skin tattooed with the aftermath of my wrath. Got some short Halloween poems. Three Halloween poems. One, haunting atmosphere, lingering laughter, ominous whispering, eerie, enveloping night. Two, hungry, apparitious, lurking lechers, ogle, wayward, essentially evil neophytes. Three, heavy, affable, lumbering losers, offering witches, execrable, ennui, nightmares. It's just the mood that I'm in. I'm feeling homicidal, hey. I'm feeling homicidal, hey. Who's gonna die today? I'm feeling homicidal, I'm feeling homicidal. I'm a horse that needs a bridle. I'm a damsel in distress. I'm feeling homicidal, my house, it is a mess. And I feel it is my duty to inform you that I'm feeling homicidal. I'm feeling homicidal. I've got wounds that need redress. That's why I'm feeling homicidal. Everyone better get out of my way. When I'm feeling suicidal, don't hold it against me. It's just a passing phase, a whim of the will, a mood that will turn till I'm feeling homicidal again. Thank you very much.